So I talked to the contractor, he is gonna work up another option like we talked about last month on the deck, try to get the cost down a little bit. And he does not have a number for me, and I talked to her today, and I said I didn't have a number for her either. And right now, she's got a car she's thinking about selling and to get the money for the down payment, so. But right now, we're still kind of in the.
In hold. Okay. Next is Public Works, item number eight, Public Works Department Report. You have that in front of you. Jim, is there anything you want to touch base on or anything that anybody has any questions about?
I know he's got a lot of stuff on here, but well, that's down number 11. But the public worker, you got on here the shoulder repair. Is that the shoulder that we're having the problems with over here? Is that the one that you got in your shoulder repair and washout area? Or is that a different one?
No, we had a different one on South Mississippi that it was all that main we had, and it kind of did a washout, did a big rut, so I think we cleaned up that. On the one on the, you're talking about the bike path?
Well, bike path, didn't they re-rock that?
Yeah, we got that taken care of.
Okay, I just seen the shoulder repair and washout area, so I didn't know with all that rain we got.
That was just there on South Mississippi, down by the Shaw Burgers. They had a big, and then we cleaned it up a little bit.
We didn't have any damage to the streets or any washout underneath the roads?
No, not at all.
Getting any comments from the speed signs put in? Good, bad, or indifferent? No good?
They work because they were getting, but the only calls I get is, hey, is that taking pictures?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I'm hoping that.
And I told them, I said, I don't really know. I crossed my fingers, I don't really know. It's actually funny because when you're coming into town, especially from the north, and you're coming into town and you're following somebody, as soon as they see that sign, they come over that overpass, see that sign, it's like, I can't believe there ain't all kinds of black marks out there, because I mean, they just stomp on the brake pedal, which I think is good. That's what they're there for, is to slow them down. Any other questions? Next item is item number nine, drainage bids reference Lamphere Drive and South Mississippi Street.
I talked to Bruce Construction and MJ Miller so we could get multiple bids. I know Bruce gave you guys an original bid like a month ago. And then in a month, it's gotten worse with the rains and stuff. Chad put more time into an updated bid. And then I got another bid from NJ Miller, who's doing some work on Ash Street, and they did the water in Buffalo on Ash Street, 200 feet of pavement on Ash Street, and also they did the water main extension on Jefferson and Buffalo. So they're nearby. Both contractors said that they could get on it in the near future, like in the next couple weeks. It is an emergency in my opinion, and if we don't do something very soon, we could even lose the road. We had a similar emergency in Buffalo where they took care of Y-40, where there's like a power pole just hanging there a few years back, and so it reminded me that it was just like a cliff drop off the road. Yeah, it's a little spooky if you walk over there and peer over the edge. Like if somebody jumps that curb, the bad things are going to happen. So we got two bids. I think Bruce's bid and NJ Miller's alternate one bid are very similar. There's more detail in Bruce's, but when Bruce updated their bid, they added more money. They're doing a little more riprap, but I confirmed with NJ that they were putting riprap on the ends of the pipes. So I think the NJ Miller bid is better because the price, I think they're both doing approximately the same thing. So the base bid or alternate one is how NJ, they're basically gonna clean up the whole area, extend the pipes, fill over, okay. So that's like the base bid. But I talked to NJ Miller about it, And they had an idea of having junction structure, so which I like, and it's not that much more money. So I actually like that alternate too from NJ Miller, and I asked Chad to do it, but he didn't want to do that, okay? And I like Chad, but I like the NJ Miller second bid. So what they would do is they'd have a junction structure, tie both storm sewers together, and then the ditches from both sides would drain to a beehive on the top of that structure. So, and I think that you got the two ditches and that other side culvert that I think eroded everything, and ultimately that the bottom pipe just fell apart, the riprap off there, and everything just has eroded to heck. So I like the idea of having that junction structure, everything's draining into that one structure, one pipe out, and filling and riprapping that downstream end. I thought NJ had a good idea, and that's basically the same amount of money. I kind of think that's a Cadillac. That's like the same, and I think we can do that and walk away from it, and you and I never are worried about that area again for the rest of our lives. So I think that's basically the same price as Chad's bid. And Chad had a good bid where he's using more rock in Chad's bid, where NJ's doing mostly clay and benching it in. So I've talked to both of them. I'm comfortable. I like Chad's bid too, but it's a little more money, and I think for the value, I think if we didn't want to do the junction structure and kind of do the Cadillac, then I would go with NJ. So I'm kind of looking at, in my opinion, and do you, in the end, city council can do what I, and Bruce is a local contractor, so you can factor that in if you want. But, and I work with both these contractors and like them both. So, but I'm just saying, for the money, I think the NJ, I like both NJ bids. And I thought it was going to add more money, adding the junction structure, the beehive, and getting both ditches to drain here. So in my opinion, for $8,000 more, you're getting more than $8,000 worth of value. And that's, but if we're trying to solve it for the least amount of money and try to put it back how it once was, then we had some issues. So I kind of like the idea of just tying everything together. It all comes out at this one large pipe at the bottom. And then the ditches won't cause any erosion. They're just going to drain to this beehive that's at the top. So I guess that's my thoughts, but I'm happy to talk. Jim might have some opinions, and that's my two cents.
So instead of a junction, what's the other option? Two of them on top of each other?
They're just dumping together. They're basically fixing the pipes, getting them to daylight, regrading, backfilling, riprapping the ends. But now you still have this one pipe that's up high. You rip wrap it, but 10 years from now, what's it going to look like? And then you've got the ditches that are just kind of dumping at the slope and probably still dumping down and slowly eroding those hills, even if you rip wrap them, flex them at it, whatever you do. You know, they're both putting rip wrap down, and I'm sure both solutions would work, but I just thought for a little more money, I like that idea. Like if you just tie, you know, all that's tied together and not letting that one pipe down at the bottom, and I don't think you're going to get the erosion that's going to tear that thing up. I think there's more water coming there now because with the Lamphere storm sewer system, like we cleaned all that up as part of Lamphere, sending all that water here. You know, I'm not sure where I was going before, but maybe that's what's going on. I'm not quite sure, but it's we got to do something. So I think we need to go with one of these bids, and I tried to give you a little summary of what they were.
How much under damage is to the roadway yet? We have
right now. There's nothing but like 5 feet away from the roadway. There's like 20-foot cliff.
So there's nothing underneath the roadway right now.
Right now the roadway's fine, but if we get out there in a week or two, like what these guys said, they can get out there. I think we're okay. But if we wait 2 months from now, I don't know what it looks like.
We got more heavy rains.
Yeah, there's evidence just in the last month of losing extra ground, and it's not going to get better. It's really an emergency. We have to do something ASAP. And both contractors are going to make it a priority and can get out there 2 to 3 weeks, something like that. I think they both said they could get out here. I'm not sure how long it would take. I didn't talk once they get out there, but they're going to bomb it, you know, they're gonna hit it hard.
I think NJ said it by about a week.
Okay.
I mean, that's what he thought when I met him out there.
Good.
Was there any concern from NJ? Bruce put in his kind of a caveat that they'll see if there's any other further damage after getting started. Is that just not included? Like NJ would maybe acknowledge that, or that we have to acknowledge it could be a little bit more.
So I talked to Mike DeJulius with NJ, and I said we might call him. So if you guys have questions and we want to talk to him, he said feel free to call him between 7 and 8, and he'll take the call. If you want to speakerphone him in on it, if you want to.
Well, I mean,
because his name was kind of vague, mm-hmm. but this is pretty detailed here.
In the case of it, it doesn't really make any difference, because once they get into it, if there's damage here, it has to be repaired.
Okay, and right. That's what I was wondering.
Regardless of how it works, I mean, there's nothing we can do about it.
We'll do a change order.
We'll just have to do a change order.
I do like that. And NJ, he itemized stuff, so it's basically unit price bids. So if we do any of these things, we have unit prices on them. So we approve, if we approve that bid, which I do like, then we approve those unit prices also. And if all of a sudden we got to do more or less, we can adjust the contract price accordingly, because that's how we bid. So that's, instead of being a lump sum bid, it's a unit price bid. And that's really good. All of a sudden we need 20 more tons of rock or whatever.
We already have that.
Well, I mean, I mean, anybody that's been down there to look at it, and obviously myself and Mr. Klupa for sure, I've been down there. I don't know if the others have looked at it.
Yeah, it's rough.
But to me, it would be a hard thing to bid, because you can't see what damage is there. We just can't see it.
Yeah.
We know there's a lot of damage there, but I think until you drop a backhoe in the ground down there
and start moving, we're going to have a problem. Also got
There's some fiber or something just hanging there. I think we were going to call in a local to let them, so they could go check it out and kind of have that old crap moment.
I called in locate and I got an email immediately. It said that their fiber optics are going through there. So.
Yeah, and they itemized it. So if we don't have to do anything with it, then we can save that $2,000 or whatever that's in there. Because in my my thought is that our contractor shouldn't probably even have to mess with it, and then one of their contractors would come in and
fix
that.
That's why I wonder if they would work in.
Yeah, I think they'll be doing.
They're going to have to. They got to work in unison.
Yes. But he did itemize that, so if he doesn't have to do that, that'll be some cost savings.
I mean, even going with the more expensive one, it's still lower than what Bruce's at.
That's what that was my thought when I saw the prices, and then this other one had value added anyway that I thought was really
a better fix.
Long term, like we should never have to even look at that area again in our careers, you know. So.
Well, I'm glad the resident stopped in. He's the one that stopped in and brought it to our attention, and then Jim drove down there, and he was like, no, it's a major issue.
There's problems over here.
Yeah.
You don't see it from the road.
He sees it.
So is there anything we need to do as far as putting posts there with signs to help anybody from going off that shoulder? I mean,
there's a curb there now.
I think you got a curb there now, and I think you'd just be adding insult to injury, and then all of a sudden we're going to have people looking over the edge and mess around down there. I think we just get it fixed and we're done with
during construction. They're going to
obviously they'll have you close or closures,
have alternate on the other, and they'll be working from down below. And it's something that definitely needs repair.
I mean,
I've talked to Jim about it several times. I mean, he's dead against the other structure. I think it'd be, controlling the water now, not just the water going through the culvert, but also controlling the ditch water, and I mean, for that price, it probably would be bad.
Well, what does Chad think? What is he going to do with the ditch water?
He's going to go through the rock.
Yeah, he's going to have a ton of rock.
It's going to slow it down. Or this is going to go in and it's going to go straight down.
Similar thing that Drummond did with it.
Sure. Yeah.
How big of a pipe?
I think
48 inch.
Yeah. So the
24 inch pipe.
It's either 24 or 30, the outlet pipe.
Yeah.
I think it's 30.
Yeah. I think it's 30. And then, but it's a bigger structure, the vertical structure, we're using a 48
inch storm manhole with beehive casting, 24 inch RCP pipe with FES outlet, is what it says here.
40 lateral feet, so 220 footers, it sounds like. So they're going to be bringing it in from 20 feet.
That's what I have.
Mm-hmm. Is that going to be able to handle that flow? That's the existing pipe that's there now, and they're going to basically extend onto that.
Looks like putting in 45 ton of riprap besides.
Yep.